Okay, well, what's another word you might use for strange?
She acts strange. She acts foolish.
Have you ever heard the term queer?
She acts queer.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so.
Now I'll tell you how I would say it.
What?
I'll tell you, don't be so stupid.
Okay. Well,
but I want to kind of fix it right, you know, because I don't want you to send out a book and somebody,
No, that's the way I want you to be yourself. I don't want you to...
Well, that's what I would say. I say, well, that man is stupid.
Okay.
I said, he sure is stupid.
I see. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say what?
I would say I don't like to bother, you know, with him. I say because he loses temper. I'm afraid of him. I don't know what he might do when he loses temper.
But you don't have a word for a person that might lose their temper?
I would say he's just crazy.
Okay. I was just kidding him. Suppose we were talking about, I was kidding my sister Debbie. But all of a sudden, she stopped laughing and then she got
mad. She would get mad.
Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just what?
I would say hush. Be quiet.
All right. If you have been working very hard, you say you are very what?
Tired.
All right. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she was
all right.
But now
she's sick.
She'll be up again.
And I say she was all right last night, but she'll be up and well.
Something comes like and by when the morning comes.
By and by.
Yeah.